The hum of hungry customers fills Ken's Cafe in Arcola, a tiny place in Dade County with more diners than neighbors. Those folks come in for home-cooked meals and pies baked by 92-year-old Nancy Brown. Yes, you heard that right. She's 92 years old and still bakes pies at the restaurant nearly every single day.
I'm always doing something. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to sit down and hold my hands.
It all began years ago when she was at a local barber shop with her sister, Avanel. There, she heard from someone that Ken, the cafe's owner, was looking to hire a pie baker. She asked,
"When is it going to open?" And he said, soon as they find somebody that wants to make pies. He says, nobody wants to make pies. They want to make cookies and cakes and stuff like that. And I told Avanel, I said, I want to do something. And I said, I may just try it.
On her way back through Arcola, Nancy stopped and chatted with Ken over a cup of coffee about the idea. The unofficial interview was successful. Nancy was hired to bake the pies. It was her first regular job outside the farm where she has lived for nearly 75 years. She moved there after she got married in the late 1940s.
I usually work with 6 to 7 hours.
6 to 7 hours a day?
Mm-hmm. It depends on what I have to do. But that one Sunday I had done that, and then I ended up doing dishes. So Ken made me stop at 1 o'clock. So I come in here and said, they had table.
That dining room leads to another benefit. It allows Nancy to visit with friends she doesn't often have the chance to see.
I just see a lot of people I haven't seen in years and years and years. Mm-hmm. And learn new people. I just like people.
The pies those folks can choose from are on a board near the door where she writes what's available in colored markers.
I'd make cream pies every day if I wanted to. Because everything went out yesterday, but I've got one piece of peanut butter and what if I got two or three pieces of coconut cream and got a little more chocolate. The chocolate will probably go today.
In general, what are pies you generally bake on a regular basis?
I make pecan and they like the Dutch apple. That, it has a crunchy top. They like that, goes great. And peach pie goes good. It's one of the big ones.
Those cream pies aren't ones she made often, if at all, when growing up. In the 1930s and for much of the 40s, they didn't have modern conveniences like indoor plumbing or electricity, the latter which was needed to keep such pies cool. But they had fruit trees, and she grew up watching her mother bake. Back then, lard was key to pie crust, something that Nancy carried with her for years. More recently, though, that's been one concession to progress. Instead of making her own pie crust, she gets those pre-made and then starts with that dough.
When I roll it out, it does real good. Mm.
Back in the kitchen, she stretches it out with a rolling pin she got as a Christmas gift.
And it's heavy, so it's always pretty neat to have something you can use.
Today she's making blackberry cobbler, gooseberry pie, and strawberry rhubarb. After putting the crust in the pans, Nancy mixes the berries with things like sugar and flour.
I stir it.
And seasons them with little dabs of butter. She doesn't heat the berries, though.
By not heating them, they're sticking together better. If I heat them to boil, well, then they come apart pretty much.
Then comes a spoon, which she uses to make a design on the top crust. Once it's in place, she pinches the crust together, after adding some water around the edges. What does the water do?
When I put this on, it seals it. It seals it in so it'll all cook good.
Finally, she slides the pies and cobbler into the oven, where they'll bake for around an hour and get one step closer to being enjoyed. Later, she'll make entries in a notebook about how many pies she made, just like she does every day.
I'm sure that it varies from pie to pie, but is there, you know, a piece of advice or a trick you would tell people to making a really good pie?
I think they just have to practice.
For Ozarks Alive Time Capsule, I'm Caitlin McConnell.